Good evening. It was good to get out and play. I think our team needed that a great deal, get out and play football against another team. And everything wasn't exactly pretty and as the way we wanted it, but I think our guys gave a great effort. And we had some individuals make some, play some a tremendous game. And we know we got to get better, but I thought Richmond did a good job of running the ball against us, controlling the football a little bit in the first half. And we did a good job of adjusting, and then the offense took over and got us the lead and didn't have to worry too much after that. Sorry. Any questions? No? Okay, thank you.
Coach, a pretty special evening for Merle Bennett, as usual. Can you talk about the way he starts his
Well, that's pretty impressive, I think. I don't care who you're going against. You catch how many yards? 220? Three, long 54. Chris Nixon did a good job of getting him the football. Had pretty good protection most of the time. But Earl, I think, is a special player. Punt return, we want an extra touch or two for him in a game. So that's why we used him here, there, and I think it paid off.
That's something you see continuing to do?
We will, yeah. Earl's doing an awful lot of running around back there. We might have to rest him a little bit. And certain times, and we got other people who can return punts, but he's pretty good at it.
Coach, how tough was the first play when Gabe comes up with that interception and then you're not able to capitalize on it?
Well, that's disappointing. The disappointing part is we missed a field goal. Sometimes you're not going to score a touchdown every time, but if we're that close, we ought to punch one through there. But Bryant came back and kicked well after that. Thought he did real well on kickoffs. It was disappointing we didn't score after a big play. And, you know, that's an opportunity that our defense gave us, and we didn't take advantage of it.
Other than the one drive where Nixon threw maybe a couple of bad balls, his decision-making was just about flawless. Can you talk about his improvement?
I don't know about flawless, but he managed a very good game, and we ended up doing a good bit. We ran some option and threw the ball and ran the ball, so he had a good bit to think through and manage, and I think he did a good job. And he had some impressive stats too. Four touchdowns throw, four touchdown passes, which is pretty good, and we were, 19 of 26, which is pretty efficient.
Because obviously Earl can be Chris's go-to guy. They were really locked into 9-13 as opposed to Chris's completion for Earl 13-19. Talk about how important that was tonight, how important it's going to be as Chris move on down the line.
I think it's pretty important. Earl's a good player. People will try to take him away from us with different kind of defensive schemes, but I think we got some other people who are ready to step up and take that role, and the role that will take some pressure off of Earl. But I also think our offensive coaches had a good game plan of getting the ball to Earl, and it paid off.
Defensively, the second half, you seemed an awful lot. I think you gave up 100 yards. Does it scheme change? Or
a little bit. We went with a little less man-to-man and didn't have to adjust so many things. They were giving us a good bit of motion. Coach Fowler did a good job of just playing some base stuff and allowing our guys to play fast and not be worried about certain things like motion and shifting. And we did play much better in the second half. Disappointed with the kickoff return. I mean, that was ugly, but weren't for that, we would have had a very, very good second half.
Bob, it seemed like there was a lot of returns tonight. Either way, how did the 30-yard kickoff from that spot, was it about what you thought it was going to be now that you've seen it live for one game?
I really don't think it had anything to do with it. It was just poor coverage on our part, the one he ran back. He just split two of us, and we just did a poor job of tackling there. But if we look at it, probably on film, we're going to find out that maybe he got a little better running start, give him more momentum to get through there. I don't know. it's hard to watch everything that's going on, especially on the sideline. So I don't know exactly why he scooted through there.
Coach, you bagged up the big kickoff return, but you also got a pretty big one out of DJ.
DJ, you know, saw he had an interception where he ran about 300 yards to gain 40. But he's, you know, he's an athlete. You know, he just sort of makes things happen and scooted through there on the kickoff, our first one, and made a big play for us and got us into good field position.
Coach, a big play by Goff late in the first half. I think he stops him on fourth. What kind of leadership are you expecting from him this year?
The same I've gotten the last 2 years, previous 2 years. I mean, he's just steady as a rock. Doesn't talk a lot, just does it all by example. And, you know, you can look at every one of our guys, and if you ask them, you know, who works hardest, who does the right things in practice all the time, who's our leader, and they'll say John Goff.
The directional punting and the low kicking and those things, that was very effective tonight. What brought that change on?
Because we didn't do a very good job last year, and we were looking to change. And it just sort of gives the opposition a different look, and hopefully it'll slow down any kind of rushes we may see. And if they do rush, we feel like with the wall we build back there with those three big guys that we can take it on and get the punt off. It also gives you an opportunity to get more people down the field quicker to cover the punts. So that's why we went with that scheme.
Is that just pooch punting? Is that what you guys
consider
that? Or?
We call it rugby, keeping dogs out of it. But, you know. Well, it just gives us, you know, another quality back, and you know, he was really upset that he fumbled there in the fourth quarter, and but he ran off some good runs for us, and it's good to have him back. He made the big catch in the corner of the end zone, so he's a good receiver, he's a good pass protector, and he can run the football for us. So it's great to have him back.
That's a typical thing with Chris, having a year under his belt of experience coming in tonight for where the offense clicked and worked like this year.
I'm sorry, what was the first part of that question?
How significant was it for Chris
coming in? Yeah, I think the last year really prepped him, and spring practice, you know, previous to last year, you know, Chris didn't go through hardly any spring practice. He had a pulled hamstring. So his first really full spring practice as a starter was last spring. And I think that helped him a great deal. And it just takes time. You know, that's a hard position to try to master. And so many things happen. And even when you got a good grasp on it, it's just easy to make a snap decision that looks just horrible. You see everybody in the stands and probably me on the sideline, why did he do that? But, you know, it's probably three guys chasing him. And, you know, it's just a hard position. And, yeah, it takes a while to get a hold of.
Let me get one more question, if you don't mind. I need to get Coach Johnson right away. Coach, what's the situation with this yard? What happened to this?
I think it got kicked in the ribs, and I do not have a further report than that.
One more quick one.
Coach, did you tell the players a little to remind them of what happened with App State and Michigan today?
No, I didn't. They were all watching it anyway. They knew. We've talked about that before. You know, I didn't feel like I had to remind them. We know if we don't play well, we got a chance to lose against anybody. And we know if we do play well, we can beat anybody. So it's their choice, you know, to go out and do it the way they want to do it.
Thank you very much, Coach. I need to go.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Mike.